Grim man black on the rise. Address the lies of those who plan my demise. Through the white man's eyes, I came through with guys. The same guys who gave the whole hood pies. This was back in 95, how the lame dudes lie. Talking about how I changed my stride when I was locked inside. Brothers identified. Understand they only getting three tries, then the heat gon' fly. Now it's me, you and I. Top of the world, but it's still do or die. Can't wait for you to fry at the screen, bye-bye. I know the five personified. Who am I? The occasional fly, Mr. 4th of July. Sometimes Mr. Shoe Shirt and Tie get the loop.
How appropriate. How appropriate. One of my favorite New York rappers. Black Rob. We got one of my favorite New York callers on the line. We got Scotty on the line.
Rock and roll.
You know what, Scotty, because we were talking over the break there, and, you know, you pointed out something, you know, with YouTube deleting channels and deleting videos, it's amazing because I would, you know, do the whole, you know, watch later thing or add to my favorites list of things that I wanted to watch again because they were very relevant. And then, you know, 6 months later, you know, videos are deleted. One of my favorite things to watch, because I really wanted to study, because the guy was making lots of references in this documentary called Synagogue of Satan. And it talked about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But not just that, it actually went into the culture of, you know, when I say to you guys, you know, the Holocaust was not just extermination of the Jews by Nazis. These people were literally given up by their own people because, not only because they were rivals in the markets, you know, in any given industry, whether it's banking or dentistry or anything like that, these people literally gave up their own family members because they were rivals and gave them up to the Nazis. And you had this as a form of blood ritual sacrifice to gain more power, more wealth.
Yeah, but now, you're talking Zionism, though. You're talking Zionism when you're talking. You're not talking Nazi. You're talking Zionism.
What I'm saying is that the, you know, from this particular documentary, it that opened my eyes about that, and it got so deep into things, saying that the Synagogue of Satan, they would have all, you know, all the kidnapped, molested children, they would kill them and give them over to McDonald's, grind them up and put them in the burgers, telling us that we were eating human burgers. It went into a ton of conspiracies like that. Mm. And then, you know, all of a sudden, boop, it's gone. It's gone off of YouTube. Mm. You can look up, you can actually look up Synagogue of Satan on YouTube. You'll find some, you know, Jewish apologist stuff, and then you'll find some other things, but not that original content. So
same thing as the protocols. It's the same thing as the protocols of Zion. You can't find the original one that I have anymore. You type it in, you can't find it in the first 20, 25 of them. It's like you said, it's all watered down. A lot of stuff is disappearing, and a lot of stuff is even worse than that. It's being edited and it's being rewritten, and there's more propaganda. So if you don't really know what the basis is, you can get thrown off really quick. And that's what's happening to most people.
Propaganda. Get some.
Exactly.
Just add water.
So it's really important.
Can I add a few things to that?
Yes,
it's even, I've just noticed this actually today and over the last few months, but there's even more improved ways of censoring stuff that's really getting out of hand. However, there's still more to waking up. While I was back in MySpace days, the things I watched also woke me up, like Henry Ford's first cars ran on hemp fuel made out of hemp components, you know, and then other things about engines, like old engines and tractors made from Wisconsin, that really were using the same principle in the GEAT system that was released open source from Paul Pantone, which it takes any engine, diesel or gasoline, any engine, and it converts it. It uses the heat from the exhaust by putting a pipe inside the exhaust pipe where the fuel that's going to go into the carburetor to get burned goes first. So the fuel mixture is heated using the heat of the exhaust, and then it's using magnetics and a Venturi, and really you're turning the liquid gasoline that they make it so you use as much as possible. And it turns that liquid gasoline into plasma, and it burns so clean that you could breathe the air coming out of the exhaust and drink the moisture coming out of it. And it cleans the engine to a level that's... So I noticed back then in those videos that even Wisconsin had a system like that where they were showing he had 10 tractors and he had just the motor from it, but it was the same design. It was a big circular manifold that was the same principle, making it in a big circle, and he was like, this engine was 10 times better than any of the other engines, and that was well over 100 years ago, and all the manufacturers are knowing what they're doing. They're purposely doing this so that you burn more of that gasoline and do it in an unclean way, and then you have to put anti-pollution stuff on it. So
yeah.
I was learning from doing the research that everything's crooked and everything is backwards, and it's done that way on purpose. Same thing from a video called Stargate Full Something Demo. He was showing how a little DC electric motor, maybe the size of your fist, he would put it, and when you put extra magnets on it, on the outside, it made it more powerful. And I was thinking, hey, these little kids' Power Wheels cars, the same little motor like that. We could, make little kits and have the kids hopping up their cars and racing the cars, and we'll do a thing where they could paint it. And then I was figuring, I'll teach them how to take one from the garbage filled with leaves or it had a spider in it, so they threw it out, and clean it and paint it and customize it and make it better than you'll have new. And then I was going to make Agatha's Races. That's my daughter's name. And that's when the cops came and stole my life and my thing, and just kept coming, just attacking you here, follow you here. It's just stalking, and it's just now, it's been over 15 years, but now I'm ahead of the game. These Leos don't know they need me, or they're going to be in the black goo for eternity. They're giving up their we're eternal beings of light. Not if you're dirty. Water has memory. I don't want to curse. Water has memory. You ain't fooling nobody except the TV watchers, okay? You're fooling yourself if you think you're going to get away with what you did.
let's get
to the censorship. Can I do the censorship? We'll get back to this. The censorship I just noticed recently. If you send a link through mail, I have AOL. The link that's functioning... Once you send it through the mail, it's not functioning anymore. And I noticed it a few months ago, and I'm noticing it more and more and more. In fact, I just posted a few things that I see Facebook is removing stuff too. Like just tonight on a live video, Facebook was censoring me. I couldn't put real law stuff in. Anything that I mentioned something about status wouldn't let me, but stupid dumb comments it would take. So right live, it would... So the censorship has got off the chart. That's not a person doing that. That's like apps or bots or something. So this is a new thing I've just discovered that they're, you send links to an email and then they're lost. So that's all I wanted to say that was linked to what you were saying. You can go back to all that other whatever I was just saying.
No, but...
I have one more video I want to recommend that was good like you were recommending. It's actually on Facebook. It's called Seeking Truth-Free Energy Movement. It's from August 10th, 2020. Hollywood pedophile ring exposed. Save the children. Independent movie director John Paul Rice exposes Hollywood political pedophile ring. I have to open for see more. Really, really amazing, amazing video. I've seen it when it first came out, but I just watched it again. Oh, those are just links. And I'll share it on my TLB talk and other things.
Please share it, really, because I want to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's really, really great. It's really, really... In fact, you guys should take a look. I'm trying to compete with you. I'm trying to use TLB to put the content so I can organize it and get it together and link and stuff. So I didn't put that yet, but I put some good stuff there. If you look through my timeline, I don't see a lot of activity there. I'm still trying to learn the site, but I am putting and compiling stuff there. So you might want to take a peek at that. This video is 38 minutes long. Really amazing. I feel
competing.
You should reach out and get this guy on your show. Get this guy
absolutely.
On your show.
Yeah. Absolutely. What I'm trying to do, I really want to get to Luca's point here because I'm interested. But quickly, I want to say, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the word out about TLB Talk because you know your content is not going to be screwed with. You know, and so it can be the place, the forum, especially meet up with people. You can make group chats of your own. You have the full freedom to do what it is that you need to do. As far as your crusade is concerned, as far as your personal life is concerned, anything like that, you have the freedom. But we need people bringing in other people as well. So everybody you know you can bring in. And I've actually been spending the past week creating new profiles on other social networks and doing this, doing that. You know, half of them I can't even get on because, the activation link doesn't get mailed back to me. Yeah. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Stuff like that. So it's been a struggle trying to spread awareness of myself, the show, and then having to spread awareness of TLB Talk.
I could add a little to that, too, from another person. I did try to hook her up to RBN chat room. Her name is Marsha Ramallo, Ramalho. She made the documentary, a movie called The Ether, about 2 years ago, about the Berlin Zoo is still active with the Tartary Tech. And then that was removed and stuff. And now she made a new version of that. And she's on a few groups and a Telegram. And she's got a good following of really awake people. And I've been trying to merge her with RBN Group. In fact, just tonight I commented, and I'm going to try and join Telegram, that she's moving. She's talking about some weird stuff. Here, Matrix Failure.
I'm reading this. Merge her with
my
TLB
point
Talk.
Was, I was going to ask you, V, and you, I forget your name.
Luca Mino.
Luca, thanks.
Luca
maybe you two
Mino.
Could reach out to her also. I reached out to her twice. Tonight's the second time. She didn't see it yet. I just did it a few minutes ago. And I reached out to her about 2 weeks ago, and I know she saw it, and I left one of the chat room links. I forget which one. And she never went in the chat room because she was having trouble sharing stuff. So I was like, here's a place you can share it and save it. And then I was also trying to get TLB Talk, because that's how we have to do this. We have to merge groups together. Alex Jones is kind of getting deplatformed. We got to get his viewers here and merge them with RBN, merge them with TLB, merge them with Marsha. This is how it's done. And then when the kids catch on, it'll happen overnight while we're sleeping. The trick is it happens one step at a time. And I feel... if you people reach out also, then maybe even if she doesn't catch on, some of her views. Anyway, I'm a visionary. I just am able to perceive this is good and this is some BS. so I try to explain it the best I can. I'm not real intelligent like the people I study with and learn with. I have other gifts. I'm not well-spoken, which is a good thing. These are spells, as in witchcraft. So it's good. However, the bad side is, it sure ruins a whole bunch of jokes if you don't have the right word when you need it.
I got a joke for everybody. On the Weather Channel, you know that tow truck show that they have? Highway Through Hell? Right? I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it.
No.
But it's about...
I remember the Alaska ice road things, but I haven't watched TV in a bit.
It's about the Coquihalla Highway in British Columbia, Canada, on the West Coast. It's 338 miles of shortcuts, saving a lot of times for truckers. It's elevation like 4,000 feet, really, really steep inclines, and because of the valley structure. You get wind tunnel effects from storms. You got severe storms that'll drop in there and stay for a while, and it's a mess. That's why the tow truck show has to do with that place. the Coquihalla Highway, it's called, okay? So you got the guy that's announcing, and he's always saying, you know, on the Coquihalla Highway, or you hear him like, you know, and high up on the Coke, and then on the Coquihalla Highway, okay? So one
Is
day I'm
like
getting
the
my
new
coffee.
Coke? Or like the
one
Rolling
day I'm
Stones
getting my coffee. Don't
tour?
No, don't blow it. Don't blow it. One day I'm okay. getting my coffee, and I'm going to sit down, and I have a, you know, the TV a little louder than usual. I'm watching, you know, I'm solving problems, you know, making sure I'm trying to drink, you know, a sip of my coffee, and then I hear, high up, high on the Coke, and I just spilled my coffee everywhere. I sprayed the coffee around the living room, okay? It was hilarious, you know? High on the Coke. Oh, man.
I hope it wasn't Starbucks coffee, because all of that stuff's GMO.
No, no, it wasn't. No, it's my homemade coffee. It, you know,
okay.
I was more upset about spitting my coffee everywhere than anything else.
I love the Coke. That's a hell of a catchphrase.
Oh, you know, and you're not even looking at the screen either. You know, I was looking down, making sure I was, you know, sitting down properly, and you get that. I just laughed. Oh, man, that was priceless. I lost it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I want to revisit something that you were saying, Scotty, you know, about Alex Jones, you know, how he got the platform. Alex Jones is doing quite well for himself. He's got banned video. He's got lots of stuff. I've actually tried reaching out to him for a third time in my own career.
I call him Old Yeller. I don't like people who yell. I really don't. I don't like yellers.
I don't feel sorry for him, but some of his viewers aren't getting the full information that we provide at RBN and all you got. You know, we have a higher quality, you know, there's good and but still.
What I'm saying is the guy is, like, almost impossible to reach. I guess it's set up that way because of the lawsuits and stuff that he has to deal with. But the guy, Well, he doesn't know me yet. He will eventually. Even if I gotta hire a PR person, I'm gonna start reaching some very potent individuals and getting them aboard. That's my plans for the summer, and getting everybody hip to our platform. Because we're gonna have to do something. I mean, we have such a good thing going here. We gotta get funding.
I see the radio station improving in a lot of areas, and I've seen TLD. I'm not used to it yet, but it's happening. There's enough there to get started with. You know, things come slowly.
Yeah. But that's what we're saying.
I was gonna say, I didn't finish with the Marsha Romalo. She goes by the Blue Marsha Romalo. And now there's this Instagram guy. They're talking about Indigo that disappeared 3 years ago. That should be enough information to find her. Marsha Romalo on Facebook and on. It's the group is We Are the Ex Tartary Tech Group, All Things Beyond. That's her group. So she's got a lot of followers, and I don't know what country she's in, but she speaks a lot of languages. And you might really be interested in a lot of her work, V, and even you. And what happened to the fake Mike dude? What happened to your fake Mike dude? I haven't seen anything. Yeah, I saw him on TLB, and I didn't see any posts from him.
Maybe it's because we're so busy with everything. I don't even have time to go to see other people's walls on TLB Talk. Because like, it seems like we don't have the time to do anything.
We're depending on people who's coming on to the network to bring on more people. Yeah, we're busy as is, even though we're still doing what we can. We're on overdrive. That's why we're depending on people like you, Scotty.
I do my best. It's limited by, you know, what I have to work with, you know. I'm getting there. I make progress here, make progress there. It's not easy being in New York in the hood. You know how many times I've been called a cracker? Hey, when they always say, what are you doing in this neighborhood? I'm like, I live right over there, dude. Oh, man, it must have happened about six times already. It hasn't happened in a couple of years. And now I'm getting to know people because I'm always out on the scooter. And lately my bicycle because the scooter's had a flat all winter.
Mm.
I just blew
yeah.
up. So I bought two new tubes and I blew them both up. You should have heard me cursing.
Friend of mine was from the Bronx, and he was hilarious. Like, just listening to him talk, I would laugh hysterically. Because, like, I mean, from the Bronx, okay? Wow. You know, this, you know, you leave him with me for about a week, and I can end up talking like him. But, you know, you forget really quick, you know, park the car in the yard, and, you know, like in Boston, you know, same
that's
thing.
Boston, yeah, that ain't the Bronx.
Yeah, that's because I'm from Boston.
Listen,
I can't fake it.
Scotty, something that you can do when you get onto TLV Talk, you can do your own fundraisers. Do a $100 fundraiser for your tires.
No, you know, that's all right. I work with what I got. I'm working on a few things. It's just that this computer has no memory. I really want to join Proton Mail, and I'm going to join Instagram. I'm going to definitely get rid of my AOL.
Proton Mail.
A couple of years ago, a lot of years ago. Well, I mean like 10 years ago, maybe 8. And I was trying to exchange with Eric Nickel. That has an amazing video that probably has stuff you don't even know about, how the electrical can be transferred to the biological through these same systems.
I know all about it.
Oh, you know about, do you know Eric Nickel? You should get him on the show.
There's this doctor who talks, and he came early in my research. He talked about the bioelectric and how important it is for us to learn the relationship between the way electric and bioelectric are the same, how they can be perceived as the same and operate the same. You know, it's sort of like the idea with the Matrix, you know, the humans being used as batteries, even though that wasn't the true author's original intent for that information. But that's how it was put out to the public anyways. We're all just, you know, things for the system to use.
V, you know that Rolling Bear grew up in the woods, and his grandfather had a friend of his who would have vehicles running on wood, burned wood, energy from the burned wood, and he could literally convert any vehicle. Like our caller is saying, like Scotty's saying, gas or diesel by burning wood.
That's what they're using.
You know, cord of wood goes so long.
Right.
You know.
Well, Luca, that's what they're using
in
Mexico.
That's biochar.
Right now,
I think that's called biochar. I think
they're using it in some South American countries right now.
See,
yeah,
so basically, we've been lied to all our life, and they've been hiding it all our life. You got pictures you can find of electric cars being charged in 1920. A whole bunch of electric cars.
Oh, yeah, I got
of
lots
together.
Of that. I've been putting stuff. In fact, I think that video about the electrical to bio from Eric, he was a caller on to some show. I think I put that video on TLB Talk. I've been now about a month been putting stuff there, but not for the last week. But, yeah, there's 100 ways to do anything. Everything. The real trick is that Ohm's law only works on half of it. They don't talk about the magnetic, the reactive part. So the half of what's there is missing. That's what we get into with the group that I'm in, where we have two speakers a month. And as I said, this Wednesday will be our monthly speakers. And it's our 100th meeting, so she's going to make it really special. Crystal
Good
Go
for you.
Great people. I've invited you, Luca, to some of the meetings in the past. We really get some amazing people. We've lost a lot of people too. We've really been losing a lot of people.
You know what? I would really like to get hooked up to you guys because I know of some of this magnetic electric stuff. Another reason why they don't want us to have it. is because it interferes with the remote neural monitoring. If we get into something that can affect gravity and movement with magnetic electric fields, it will interfere with the mind reading, remote neural monitoring process.
Wow. That's big.
I have looked up ways, and I know the science behind blocking the government voice-to-skull technology. I know the science behind it. Can I do any of it? No, I don't have the money. But if I could, literally, if someone gave me $50,000, I can go into the courtroom. I can have a whole bunch of target individuals in the courtroom and prove that the synthetic telepathy is happening real time.
Hutchinson. Have you ever heard of Hutchinson? He did stuff with that kind of equipment too, but he didn't protect himself from that stuff. He got damaged from that. And yeah, these coils put out fields. There are some people that make coils that'll get rid of bed bugs and stuff. We're making coils where we get 30 times what we put in. I can't really divulge it on a public thing like this. But you're welcome to join these groups. We have public meetings once a month, and you can come in the live Zoom and merge your thing and join in. And I'm telling you, we have wonderful people, just like RBN has wonderful people. And we need to get these wonderful people together and start working together.
Exactly like right what we were going to say. Exactly what we were going to say. We got to get everybody together like that.
We need to get people together from RBN to take over what Ralph was working on for his whole lifetime and bring it to the next level. And the same thing with Roger Sales. His technique doesn't seem to have power to hold people accountable. So we need to get the minds now, the people that worked with Ralph while he was with us, the people that are working with Roger Sales and other people, and we need to get together and combine our input and to take it to the next level, because they're always morphing. Somebody learns how to do something one way, and then they change that and set a new precedent, and now right to travel is fake. So we need to... Ralph did a wonderful work. I've never heard anybody talk about what he talks about. It's powerful stuff. And even if it's not up your alley, there are other listeners and callers and participants here where we can merge off and do some stuff public.
You're reading my mind. Scotty, you're reading my mind again.
Some stuff you can't release to the public. Some stuff, we've had problems where, you know, people took our coils and plugged it in the wall and almost blew up their whole town. So some of this stuff is not for the average Joe. But some of us are not the average Joe.
Scotty. For those who are scratching their heads right now, and I'm actually one of them, we got to take a commercial break, but when we come back, because I know I was on the network, and I'm seeing people are messaging me, oh, Ralph died. I'm like, oh, no way. Ralph, there's just no way. I'm messaging Rogers like, everybody's saying Ralph is dead. Is he okay? And Roger's like, Ralph's sitting right next to me. So it must be the wrong Ralph. And then I finally get a last name. Was it Winter something?
Winterwood. That was me. Winter. I was the one that said it. You said Ralph who?
Oh, okay.
That was the day that I found out, yeah.
Okay.
That was the day that I joined TLB.
Okay, because you were a new person to me at that time. I'm like, who the hell is this person? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't even know it was me. Well, you'll learn. There's a lot I don't put out there. However, it's time. We need to lead by example, people. And soon we'll be getting respect.
I wish people would actually use. I hope people would feel comfortable use their real names when they join a network. But anyways, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about this stuff some more. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on four pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the three branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
All right, yeah. That's a new friend of ours, Peter Serafin. Go check him out at thelibertylighthouse.com. And yeah, what a great show. What a great show. As we say in the streets, that's a good show. we still got Scotty on the line. And before we cut Scotty loose here, I want to know who this Ralph Winterroad is. Can you enlighten us on who he is, what did he do, and what came of his, how did he pass?
I actually think you had him on your show once, or you were on his show, called in maybe. But I remember there was, I remember you two interacted once on RBN. It was well over a year ago, maybe even before COVID. But he was a guest that was on, and I actually tried to reach out a few times. I mixed him up. He sounded like Farron Schoeffer. I sent the, but he, his thing was, he had a big company, and actually there was, who did it? Somebody did a bio on him and played his court case. He actually, they heard him because he could, they arrested him for some stupid, you know, violation in the car, and they said to put your hands behind your back, and he said, I can't, I have an injury, and they forced his hand behind him and hurt him really bad, and he wound up suing him and winning all the way to Supreme Court. But he was, he somehow woke up from losing his business. He was doing something, and he learned about that everything is fake, the 301 regulations for internal housekeeping, and they don't have any force and effect of law unless they're posted properly, specifically for certain amount of times in the Federal Register. So everything else, all these agencies, none of them are legit. It's all fake. On top of, they're not properly bonded, and they're vacant seats, and there's a coup here, and some RICO over here, mixed with some Illuminati over here. And were we talking about that under-the-table stuff before? He really came to bring something that, from my perception, he has something powerful. And it's not very difficult to understand the basics of it. And then when you get people with minds like ours, take it to the next level. And Ralph was alone in Alaska, and he didn't have enough going. So the deal is now, like you people took over the radio station, Stattmiller did what he needed to do. It's unfortunate his last year he was so down because he didn't know a lot about a lot of the high-level stuff. In fact, he's the one that removed Johnny Delirious. That's always been on point. As I said, he's actually the doctor for the super soldiers that are in my group that I'm in. The guy that lends us his Zoom room is Johnny's patient. So I'm getting information from some high sources. Johnny has always been on point. And Stattmiller threw him off the air and deleted all his archives. So the deal is, you've taken over the radio station. Tom's still settling in. This is happening. But the next level is our duty. Stattmiller did his point. And Winterword did his point. And there's been others, too. There was the other guy, Sally O'Cordy, lost. And there was another, Rick Adams. It's now us to take it over. And then as we start growing, I see you're working on it. I see what you're doing. I saw that video. It's weird how you have a gray beard, but everything else is black. That's kind of strange.
I don't know.
It looks like you need some bentonite clay. You need to go into Ingrid Castle's site. She's on Saturdays.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And look up some information on bentonite clay there. Get yourself some of that and some sulfur. Okay.
Well, my dad said, you know, I was 5 years old going on 40. Whenever he cut my hair, he said I had a little small patch of maybe like 5 or 6 little gray hairs at the very top of my head. He said I was 5 going on 40. When I was a teenager, my first facial hair was gray. I had to shave. I was embarrassed. I was just told I was wise beyond my years.
Wow, that's weird. Oh, so that is something weird. Okay, to me it just looked at it like, wow, I never saw that before. It's better than being bald. Better than being bald, having a gray beard. I don't think they make fun of you for that.
Well, as a teenager, yeah, probably. That would have been a hard time getting a girlfriend. And boy, was that girl crazy. But yeah, okay. So how did Mr. Winterroad pass?
He went to the hospital, and I guess they just did the hospital protocol. Because I've lost other people in our groups where they were in the hospital, and they won't give you what you need. It's just they just really dehydrate you, and they're all RF in the hospital, and all of it's just crazy what's going on. It's beyond words. But he was in Alaska alone. He really didn't have any family or friends. Steve Elkins reached out to his neighbor. However, it's all in Alaska, so we didn't have anybody, even though there might be listeners in Alaska. Anyway, it's a done deal, and it happened. But he passed away in the hospital of... He was actually sick with something. A lot of people, including me, heard him coughing and just spitting up stuff during the last couple of shows. However, his work is certainly one of a kind, comparable to people that I studied with. I studied with Keith and Rodney, The Power of Offense, and Jonah Bay, and Brother Polite, and Yusuf El. I mean, this guy, Ralph, has...
I'm asking you, hold on, Scotty. I'm asking because whenever you did send me that message, and then I found out the last name, I Googled him and came up with nothing. So where can we find his work?
Ralph,
does he have an archive somewhere?
Whose work?
Ralph Winter wrote. Yeah.
It's on the station. He had a show on Sunday called Ralph. What was the name of his show?
Here on RBN?
The manager is Keith. Yeah, he was on RBN on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
He was actually on... Well, no, I think he was on right after Johnny Delirious, which he's now on Revolution Radio. He's on 4 to 6. He was on 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday on RBN.
Okay.
For 2 hours.
I do apologize.
He has a chat
room.
I think he had a chat room, but I saw in one of the other chat rooms somebody that was working with Ralph as he passed and had his paperwork, and he always offered his documents and stuff for $250. He'll give you his lifetime's worth of stuff, and if you don't have money, I'll give it to you anyway. And his work...
Okay, I'm getting his information now, Scotty. I'm getting his information now. But Scotty, listen... We gotta go. it's been great.
We've covered a lot in this is a quick hour, brothers.
You know,
I'm
glad when you call in early to my shows and not try to do everything in the last 15 minutes. It makes for a great show. But we have some stuff that we need to rattle off real fast before we end the show. So,
thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for the information. All right. Well, I hopefully, you know, see, that's why it's important to advertise and try to market yourself a little bit. I mean, you can, I literally Googled Ralph Winter Road, spelled the same way, and came up with nothing. You can Google the Red Pill Hardcore. The first, you know, two or three pictures are going to be of me. And then some of my logo stuff, and after that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to market yourselves, to advertise yourselves. Yeah, so, Luca, hit me with something, my man.
Well, let's say tomorrow we can talk about Richard Day. I have this thing here. It's called, you know, Richard Day, 1969. You want to talk about the Protocols of Zion, how familiar we are with them, right? Well,
yes.
this one here is like technology used for reproduction without sex. Families to diminish in importance. Euthanasia to, you know, and the demise pill to get rid of the elders, right? By suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control, restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination. It's really interesting. I want to go through that, but we don't have time today. But to end, what my input is, I want to tip the hat to Jim Jordan. Yes, he's Republican, whatever, you know, right or left, you know, it's all stage play, it's all theater. But he's my favorite from Ohio, because he just blasted Mallorca, or, you know, whatever his name is, you know, for the border, for like, what's going on. And he said it so well. And, you know, it's deliberate. I mean, he used the word deliberate. I've never heard them use the word deliberate about the border yet. Except maybe Tucker will come close, but I've never heard it from a, you know, one of those guys. And he just nailed him today. He nailed him. What's that?
I said Tucker teeters. Teetering, yeah. Tucker.
No, but I was really proud of him. Anyway, so that's Jim Jordan from Ohio that just, you know, like saying it's you know, they're deliberately doing it, which they are. Like, you know, almost 3 million people now. And, you know, we'll touch on that tomorrow too. But I don't know. It's just everybody's, just like the caller was saying, just like Scotty was saying, everybody's doing their job to destroy America from within, which is exactly what, you know, we keep repeating ourselves, but that's Israel for you. That's terrorist Israel. Israel is a fake terrorist state, and America is its BITCH, okay? Basically, that's how it works, because they're both under Rothschild. They're both under Rothschild control. So, you know, this is what's happening. You know, America's getting eaten up. And what do you think those people coming to the border are doing? The fentanyl. You know, oh, a good parent's going to let the kids have drugs and bring the drugs home and, you know, party with them. And, oh, okay. It's so obvious. So, I mean, that'll be fun to talk about, including the clip that I was going to prepare to play tonight as a good co-host. When we have callers, it's fun to, you know, keep your promise. And last night there was a caller that we were talking about leaders and how they're talking about climate change and stuff. And I just found Oren Lyons' clip, and that's what I promised. So we'll play that tomorrow as well. So.
Yeah. Don't have time for it now.
It's a 3-minute clip. It's a warning from the Six Nations territory.
Yeah, let's play that. Why not?
It's a stern warning, boys. 200 years in the longhouse. And he's warning us to, you know, either change your ways or else, you know, blink, 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 you know, bye. Yeah, let's listen to the clip if we have time. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, we got time.
We got good people, okay. And we have the issue. Some years back, we were sitting, elders, sitting at a campfire in Lakota country. You know, they had that coffee pot on the fires that night. Leaders were sitting there. Fool's Crow. Matthew King. Kills the enemy. I can go on. I was a youngster then. Younger, Leon, Shenandoah, all those leaders worried about you, worried about the seventh generation. And we're, you know, getting after a white man again for what he was doing. And Louis Badwoon, I don't know if anybody here remembers Louis, but if you've ever met him, you'll never forget him. Louis says, God damn it, he says, what the hell are we just hanging around here for? We should be doing something about this. He says, look at us. He says, look at the power we have. Put our medicine together, he says, and bring the rain and flood them out. He says, put our medicine together, he says, bring the fire, he says, burn them. Bring the wind, our grandfathers. We can do it. The leaders sitting there quiet. They said, somebody said, geez, Louis, we better think about that one. Well, he says, God damn it. They'll never listen until they have to suffer. Well, we didn't do that. We didn't have to. Our brother brought it himself. It's here now. The fire he's talking about is here. It's burning right now. The wind he's talking about is just beginning. The water You want more, you're going to get it. And those that need it won't get it. No, these are the prophecies. These are what we heard. These are what we know. We've been told again and again. We've been, you know, we hear this in the longhouse. 200 years we've been listening to the prophecies. And the first thing you understand is, oh, they're here. Oh, that happened already. That happened. So we are living in a time, like my grandson said, what's going to happen to me? Well, that's our job. Our job is to change people's minds. Talking about change. People have to change. Directions have to change. Values have to change. Otherwise, there's no mercy in nature. None. No mercy. Nature has none. Has only law, only rule. You don't abide the rule, you suffer the result. And it's just no habeas corpus here. It's what you do and how you live.
Thank you for letting me play that. That's a good way to end the show. That guy's awesome. I could fall asleep listening to him. That's a leader, okay? That's where leaders have responsibility, not power. That's where that comes from. That's strong messages. Yeah, that's Chief Oren Lyons from the Onondaga Nation, Six Nations.
And I you have to forgive me, but I love hearing the phrase evil white man.
He didn't say white man. Do you hear him? He didn't say color once. He said our brother. That's what I mean. Like he's using tradition. He's from a traditional time, but he's not using the modern racist color words, divisive words like that. Interesting.
Well, there are a lot that will, but it's become a joke. It always gets turned into a joke. This group or that group, it doesn't matter what group it is, will cycle through the whole, you know, white cis male, the white cis male is the problem. You know, at some point they'll cycle through that. And it always gets watered down and turned into a joke, no matter what it is. You'll even hear a lot of white guys, and especially in comedy today, you know, as white guys, they're like, "Yeah, I'm the cis white male, and yeah, the problems, yeah, I did that," and then they'll just make a big joke out of it. It's just like, and this is one of those normalizing factors again, which I don't like in particular, and it degrades, it minimalizes,
victimizes, excludes. Yeah, really nice. See, that's what religion does. Yeah, well, we'll get into that sometime if you guys want. And I'm really, really honored to bring the Native American perspective also to RBN. That's something that really, really means a lot to me. Because I know it means a lot to a lot of people as well. So maybe that's what the message is, V. Maybe that's what my place is. Because that, once you and me,
brother.
Well, once you understand Native American philosophy, though, I mean, I've been in 30 years now, and you can stand outside the box and see what we're doing, where we're going, and where we've been. It's like instant replay, and it's not that we didn't learn from history. That's not what it is, and we're doomed to repeat it. No, it's the opposite. The elite that are running the show right now, the powerful elite, they learn from history so well that they're each time they're repeating it, they're doing it even better. Oh, they're doing it better next. They're doing it as this time it's the best they've ever done it. It's kind of like the effects that they use in Star Wars. The first Star Wars, they were playing around, they were scrambling. The second Star Wars, they used what they learned in the first one, plus what they're using in the second one. And the third Star Wars was just a combination of all three. It was magical. It was. It's exactly the way they're doing us right now. So that's my message.
Well, they're still re-editing Star Wars. Even today.
Luke, use the Force. Luke.
Do you know what the last Lucas edit was? I think it was like maybe a year or two ago. The scene where Han Solo, you know, they're shooting each other in that bar. Han shoots him underneath the table. He adds a couple of words that Greedo says before he dies in this fake made up language. That's the last cut. Lucas is still cutting it. So, I'm talking about obsession with rewriting history. He keeps modernizing and changing things. I know how they had to take out the old Anakin Skywalker and put in the new Anakin Skywalker ghost for the end of that movie. Yeah.
Mm. I fell into the Star Wars thing when it was like episode. They started with episode 7. You gotta love them, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the Return of the Jedi. Between those
but doesn't
two.
That kind of remind you of like reality as is now? Yeah. It's like we started, you know, we didn't start from the very beginning. We're put here in this situation, and
Yoda's
things
my favorite,
aren't the way the elites want it, and so now they're rewriting history and trying to force us into something new.
And you have to learn. You have to go Still to learn from Yoda. You have to learn the power that you have inside you that you don't know. Remember Yoda? Very quickly, when he can't take the fighter out of the mud, Luke looks at him and says, "I don't believe it," and he says, "That is why you fail."
Uh-huh.
That's that line, you know. And I was right. I was ready to. I was ripe for the learning for that one word. It was beautiful.
Oh yeah,
for that one phrase. I mean.
Hey guys, that's all the time we have for today. It's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, host V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the name of Third Eye's King. So please educate yourselves. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on 4 pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the 3 branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.